Hey, hello and welcome back. Today we're going to talk about the account itself, the debits and credits of that account. Okay. An account represents an individual accounting record with increases and decreases within the assets, liabilities, and the owner's equity. The account has three parts. It has a title, a left or a debit side, and or a right and credit side. The format of the account looks like a letter T and is referred to the T account. So here's the basic. Okay, so you have the title of account, should be cash, equipment, you have your owner's equity, your accounts receivable, accounts payable, like we had in our last demonstration. So each side has a left side, or which is called the debit side, and the right side is called the credit side of that particular account. The left side of the account is referred to the debit, like I said, and the right side is referred to the credit. We usually abbreviate these by just DR period, which obviously represents debit, and then the CR period would represent the credit. They do not necessarily represent an increase or a decrease, okay? The terms debit and credit are used in the recording process to determine where the entries are placed within the account. The term debiting is referred to when an amount is entered on the left side and crediting on the right side. An account will show a debit balance if the debit balance exceeds the credit balance, and the account will have a credit balance if the credit balance exceeds the debit balance. Okay, for instance. Okay, so when we... In the last demonstration, we had a lot of transactions, and we recorded them on what looked like a worksheet. Okay, you can also do it the tabular summary, and then you also have the account form. Okay, so the first one is where we invested $15,000 cash. So as you can see it there in the red, $15,000. But now on the cash side, each account has your assets will carry a debit balance, and your liabilities will carry a credit balance, okay? So this account here is a cash account, which is an asset. So its normal balance is going to be on the left side as a debit. So you invested $15,000, and then the next transaction was a $7,000 that you spent for, I believe, equipment it was. So you're taking away from cash, so you're going to put it on the credit side and minus out the $7,000. And for each one of these transactions, you're going to do the same, whether it be a debit or whether it be a credit. Are you spending money or are you receiving money? Okay? The positive figures on the tabular summary that you just seen represents an addition to the cash account. All of the negative figures represents the deduction from the cash account. Recording the increases on one side and the decreases on the other side will help in reducing errors. Okay, so instead of having a listing of, okay, $15,000 here as a black balance and then $7,000 as a red balance and a tabular, it's easier to see when it's on the right side and the left side. Okay. It's easier to find your errors, if there are any. The balance of the account will be determined by netting the two sides together. The account had a debit balance of $8,050, indicating that the owner had more increases than decreases in his cash account. In order for the accounting equation to remain in balance, each transaction must affect at least two or more accounts. The debits and credits of each transaction must equal. This process represents the double entry system. The system provides a method of recording transactions, helps ensure the accuracy of the recorded amounts, and the detection of errors. So, for instance, the debit increases assets and decreases liabilities. Credits decrease assets and increase liabilities. Okay? The side of the account where there's an increase is called the normal balance. Assets have a debit balance as their normal balance, and liabilities have a credit balance as their normal balance. When an owner makes an investment in their business, it is credited to the owner's capital, like we had discussed earlier. Debits will increase the owner's capital, and the owner's capital account has a credit as a normal balance. When the owners make withdrawal, which is called the drawing account, like we had discussed prior, whether it be cash or another type of asset, they are recorded in the owner's drawing account. The normal balance for this account is a debit balance. Withdrawals can be made in the capital account. However, using the drawing account makes it easier to determine the number of totals withdrawn at a certain period of time. So instead of just having your owner's account, owner's equity account, or the capital account, instead of recording the money that you're going to put into and then the money that you're going to take out to, and it kind of gets confusing and mixed in together, you're going to create that drawing account. And that way it keeps it separate from the money that you put in and the money that you take out of that account. Revenue. That was another account that was included into the expanded accounting equation. It is the income that a business earns from sales of goods or services. And then you have expenses, which was another account on the expanded equation. And these are the costs incurred by a business. The effect that the debits and credits have on the revenue account is the same as the effect it has on the owner's capital accounts. Expense will have the opposite effect. The revenue account carries a credit balance as its normal balance, and then the expenses carry a debit balance as its normal balance. Below represents a summary of the debit and credit rules and the effects on each of the type of accounts. Okay, so again, you have your basic equation, which is the account assets equal liabilities plus owner equity. And then you have your expanded equation, which is your assets equals your liabilities, plus your owner's capital. And then the expanded part is your owner's drawing, your revenue, and your expenses. Okay, and then each example here is going to show you. Your assets have your debit as a normal side. Your liabilities have credit as a normal side, which is your plus signs you see there. And then your owner's capital, the normal balance is your credit side. Revenue, the normal balance is your credit side. And then your expenses, the normal balance is the debit side.